This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In a way that tickle your thinking a little bit, that you start thinking about it really, because that's, you know, I concluded the recitation that your success, that you come on the day of judgment with a sound heart. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Yani if you really translate these words literally, your wealth and your children will not benefit you. The only thing which will benefit you, that you bring with you a sound heart, as if you're carrying it with you. Okay, here is, Ya Rab, my sound heart. It's like, so your mission in this world is to keep your heart what? Sound. طيب, if we read the ahadith carefully and the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran, we can categorize the hearts into three types. Of course, Hudayfa and others preferred the four types, but we'll go with the three types to make it easy for you to understand. But first of all, we need to define what kind of heart are we talking about. Are we talking about the medical heart or the spiritual heart? Which one? The spiritual heart. But subhanAllah, like the medical heart has significance on the body, because all the blood what originates from there, is that medically correct? Goes from there, right? Likewise, the spiritual heart is the central or the reservoir, right? The storage, yani, of iman, of faith, of sincerity, and it goes to the rest of the body. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةِ. Indeed, in your body there is a limb. When it is sound, the rest of the body will be sound. When it is corrupt, the rest of the body will be corrupt. Because that's the reservoir of everything that you have. Faith, hypocrisy, disbelief, arrogance, pride, greed, everything is there, and it affects the entire body. Of course, when we came into this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed inside this heart something that we call inherent tendency to go the right way, which we call al-fitrah, the intuition. Something inside that heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed inside you, which is supposed to drive you, make you more interested in the truth, seeking the truth, following the truth, doing the right thing. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant, kullu mawludin yulad ala al-fitra. Every newborn, when we come into this world, we have that peace, the innermost, the inner light. You have some internal light here of the fitra. Now, who should take care of that? Who? Parents. What the parents should do, their duty, by the way, is to connect the revelation with the fitrah. This way, the fitrah will be protected and it will be enhanced. You're getting that? You see, there is an innermost peace, whatever you want to call it, SIM card or something, or, you know, what the chip inside it, inside the heart, inside every human being, by the way, Muslim or non-Muslim, everyone. That is why, you know, when Microsoft used to use that line, Intel inside, you know that? Islam inside, Fitra inside, every human being, every human being. Now, this Fitra is looking for, you know, when you want to download a software, you have to have what? Some matching piece inside. So that it looks for it, looks for it. So the Fitra is looking for the revelation to be what? To be protected. Now, what the parents do, huh? They are supposed to connect the Fitra with the revelation, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down. ولذلك ابن عباس وقتادة وغيره, when they explained that verse, that piece, that statement, نور على نور, light upon light, in that famous verse, Allahu نور السماوات والأرض, نور على نور, they said نور القرآن, نور الوحي connects with نور الفطرة. The light that you receive from the revelation connects with نور الفطرة, and that's what makes the ignition. You know, have you ever heard about the nuclear ignition? Huh? That's the most significant thing in this world now. Actually, the most valuable ignition in this world is the ignition of the fitra with the revelation. You have light. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. Look, sometimes the fitra is dead, but subhanAllah, Allah wakes up the fitra to connect with the revelation. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. He's walking around people with a light. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ, there is a divine celebration of this ignition. Allah loves that ignition. What ignition are we talking about? Huh? The Quran connecting with what? Ignition. You light. You become nur. Where does this ignition take place? No, the place, the locality. شوف الحديث. مجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله. Any gathering, they will gather in a house of Allah. They do what? يتلون كتاب الله. You see that? Because this is the most important ignition in this world. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have عباد الرحمن, the faithful servants of Ar-Rahman, placing or presenting the hujjah to the people, that the entire community is corrupt, the entire society is corrupt, and here I am. I have good character, I believe in one ilah, and I follow the messengers of Allah. Do as you please. That's how, عباد الرحمن. So, anytime a gathering like this, gather in the house of Allah, do what? يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. They recite the revelation. Not only that, now they reflect upon it. And that is why Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, they said the Quran is the cure. If you want to cure this heart which got in sick, the Quran. But not just reciting it, pondering upon it, reflecting upon it. That this is the best cure. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةُ. Cure and immunity. Both. Rahma is immunity and cure. So when we gather in the house of Allah, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ. Look at the divine celebration of this. Allah loves this. Angels will what? Sakina will what? Mercy will what? and Allah will mention you. These are my faithful servants. They are trying to produce that light in them so that they can go out there to the community and spread the message through their character. You're getting that. That's the most important thing. I want to go back to the base here, which is what? Our job and your job is to connect the fitrah with the revelation to keep your heart sound. Look at this verse. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. That ignition here in that verse. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the heavens and the earth. Of course, we're talking about guidance here, that he guides. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاهِ. The lightness of his guidance, of his light, is like a mishkah. You know what a mishkah is? Huh? We can use two things. You know, when we were children, we used to have that lamp, oil lamp. We put it in a certain place. Something with a canopy on it, which the if you want to use the lamp, you know the lamp has what do you call that thing in the lamp that you go up beneath it and you switch the huh? Shade. What is the shade is for? To what? To keep the light concentrated. Isn't that what it does? That's your sadr. That's the chest. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَةٍ. Inside it, there is what? A lamp. This is the fitrah. That's the chip. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَةٍ. And this lamp is covered with what? With a glass. This is the outer surface of the heart. Stay with me. So we talked about what? مِشْكَة. What is مِشْكَة? Huh? Shade. To keep the light concentrated. Because when you remove that shade, what is going to happen to the light? It's going to spread it. It's not going to be effective. Now, inside this shade, inside that, there is a lamp, which is the fitrah. This lamp is covered with what? Glass. مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح. المصباح في زجاجة. This glass which covers the outer surface of the heart is huge. مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري. Look at this now. يوقد. The ignition right here. يوقد. This lamp inside will be ignited. What will make it ignite? من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شر, which is the revelation, the Quran. The Quran. شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية. They said this is the Quran. When the Quran connects with the fitra. نور على نور. Light upon light. Meaning the light of the revelation connecting with the light of what? Of the fitra. Then you're in good shape. You're healthy. You have a sound heart. But what happened? Parents neglect the fitrah. They don't discipline the fitrah. They don't enhance the fitrah. They don't protect the fitrah of the children. Whether themselves because of their, you know, being bad example for their kids. Or whether, you know, a lot of the parents actually do this with unintentionally. Unintentionally. They just don't know. They think what matters is just providing for their kids food and water and good housing, but they don't take care of the heart. They don't take care of that fitrah, that they have to protect it. So the fitrah becomes corrupt. So that's the first problem here, when the base is corrupt. Or the fitrah is not totally corrupt, but covered with what? Dirt. It's not cleaned up, it's not fresh, right here. Now, can the revelation awaken the heart? Yes, it can. It can awaken the heart. if the person is willing to find a way. But let me go through the three types of hearts, which I chose to adopt today. We could go with the four, but let's do with the three. The first type, قَلْبٌ أَجْرَدٌ. There are three types of hearts. We can choose, and most probably we are with the third type, all of us. يعني, with, I'm just judging you for the sake of Allah. Please forgive me if I am. قَلْبٌ أَجْرَدٌ. A heart that is totally clean. أَجْرَدٌ يعني barren, even. There is no what? Hills in it. فيه سراج يزهر. ده كلام حذيفة بن اليمان. Inside it, there is a lamp, which is the fitra, lights. So the fitra still what? The fitra still what? Sound. It's not corrupt. But the second type, وَقَلْبٌ أغلف. This is the total opposite. A heart that is wrapped, completely sealed. Inside it, there is kufr. Iman doesn't come in. This is someone whose fitrah is totally what? Tarnished. Completely. Completely tarnished. And the third type, the type that I'm referring to, وَقَلْبٌ تَمُدُّهُ مَادَّتَانِ. A qalb, imagine your heart, that fitrah is being nourished through two types of nourishment, good and bad. فهو لما غلب منهما. يعني sometimes you feed the heart what? Iman, you feed it knowledge, you feed it tawheed. Huh? So the heart is what? Goes to the good side. But when you feed it desires, you feed it whims, you feed it misconceptions about the religion, you feed it suspecting this and that, it goes this way. So فهو لما غلب منهما. And that's why our hearts what? Up and down. Because this is the majority of people, yani. Because that's our test. That is why, by the way, the heart is called the heart. Why? إنما سمي القلب قلبا. Why? لكثرة تقلبه. The heart is called the heart because it changes based on what you expose the heart to. طيب. By the way, I explained this in a book called The Maqasidik Tafsir Volume 2. I actually started explaining that verse of Surah An-Nur. And I explained the verse in Surah Ar-Ra'd. Allahu Nuru As-Samawati Wal-Ard. Surah Ar-Ra'd. Anzala Mina As-Samai Ma'a. Those are two parables. One of them, how the heart react to the revelation and how you ignite the heart so that you have the light, that you're walking out there, you know, smiling, having good manners, comfortable with life. Your heart is at rest. You're not anxious. Everything is in the hand of Allah. Alhamdulillah. Allah will take care of it. You know, there is akhirah, there is jannah. You know, having that positive attitude. Through what? Maintaining that connection all the time between the base and the outer. Now, unfortunately, we end up damaging two things in the heart, and that what causes its disease. First of all, the innermost piece, which is the fitrah. Now, the outer surface is supposed to be clear. Supposed to be clear so the revelation can what? Penetrate it. To reach for the fitrah. What do we do with that? We engage in sins. What did the Prophet say? What did he say when he would commit sin? إِذَا أَذْنَبَ الْعَبْدُ ذَنْبًا. What happened? نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةً سَوْدَاءً. When you commit a sin, a dark stain is placed where? In the surface, the outer surface of the heart. The outer, on that glass, which is supposed to be what? Clear. Because when the revelation is recited, it's supposed to what? Penetrate to go where? To reach the fitra. But now you covered up the outer surface with what? With stains. And if the person keeps sinning until these stains turn into what? Kallabal ran. And this can evolve into what? Sealing completely. You're getting the process or no? Assalamu alaikum. Are you awake? See, I had some coffee this morning. That's why I'm a little bit hyper here. You see, you didn't do like me. I go with coffee very well. Are we good so far? So what happened? The parents neglected the fitra. The fitra is tarnished, covered, not fresh. And you come and you add to this by what? Messing up what? The outer, اللي هو زجاجة. Now when the revelation is recited, it has a hard time what? Sick fitra with what? Look at this parable in Surah Al-Ra'd. How does it cure this? أنزل من السماء ماء. Allah said that. Always, ya ikhwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the water to resemble the revelation. Always. Mahua, listen. You are made of two pieces put together, which is what? Body and soul. The nutrition of the body, material body, is what? Which comes from where? Water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. From water. The nutrition for the soul is what? The revelation, the wahy. The nutrition for the heart, for the soul, whatever, Ibn al-Qayyim combined them in a very interesting way that we can explain later. So, always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about bringing the rain down, he may be referring to the revelation for the soul, for the heart. وشوف هذه الآية, شوف هذه الآية. ألم يأني للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. What is the verse? اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها. Isn't it time for those who believe that they connect with the revelation and don't be like the people of the book who distanced themselves from the revelations? Their hearts became what? Hardened. And that led to them going astray. Don't lose hope if you're like them. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give life to earth after it is dead through what? The rain. Likewise, just make sure that you expose your heart to the revelation. أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها. So the revelation came down. I want you to picture a piece of earth that has never been watered for a long time. What is going to happen to that earth? To that? It's going to become what? Hard. Not only that, it's going to start having what? Cracks and maybe snakes. And maybe the thorn are going to... That's exactly how your heart is without the revelation. That's how it becomes. That's how it becomes. And maybe dirt in it. Now we're talking about what here? Shahawat wa shubuhat. whims and desires and misconceptions, religious misconceptions. So now when the water comes down on that earth or on that heart, imagine the heart in that stage is like a water bucket. What is going to happen to the dirt? What is going to happen to the dirt? It's going to start what? أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا. You know, imagine you're having a bucket of water that has dirt in it. And you start, you have a water hose, and you start what? What is going to happen to the dirt? That's exactly what's going to happen. Keep feeding the heart the revelation. Keep feeding the heart the revelation. All that dirt inside it will start what? Floating. Will become like a zabad. فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدًا رَابِيًا. As long as the water is running, what is going to happen to that zabad, to that foam on the surface? But remember, if you stop pouring the water, what is going to happen? No, it will collect again, cover the surface, and it will start what? Going down there. That's exactly how it's done with the revelation in the heart. And by the way, I explained this in this book, the volume 2, when I explained Surah Al-Fatiha. I explained those parables in this manner. Yeah. So, for you to treat the heart, the revelation. But you have to keep what? Especially if the fitrah is totally tarnished. Fitrah is totally tarnished. Then you have to what? Pour. Keep doing it until this heart what? Get the then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used. But before I go there, even in the sunnah, hadith, مثل ما بعثني به الله من العلم والهدى. The likeness of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me with knowledge and guidance is like what? كمثلي غيث. غيث is another name for water, for rain. But rain that is needed. When the rain falls down, you end up with three types of hearts. A heart that will accept the rain, the revelation. Not only that, the ignition will happen and he will go around and call people to it. The other type, he will accept it and he will act upon it, but he's not going to go around. The third type, qi'an, bad earth. A heart that will not accept any revelation. See that? The same exact thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in this parable the fire. أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا ومما يوقدون عليه في النار ابتغاء حلية أو متاع زبد مثله. When you expose gold to the fire, what is going to happen? It's going to become what? You know, in gold we have carats. We have 22 what? Carats. We have what? 21, right? There is 24 too, right? 24, 22. Why these numbers? Is how long and how much the gold is exposed to what? To the fire. Because the more you expose it to the fire, the more what? The fire is the revelation. And the purity here of the heart is your heart. The same exact thing. These parables are set for you to understand what's going on here. What's going on here? So we got the point, right? We got the connection between the fitra and the revelation. Now, how can I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment with a sound heart? But before I do that, I really want to, subhanAllah, echo what Sheikh Uthman, I heard him saying that yesterday, that many of us, their hearts are dead for years. For years. But they don't even care about it. Some of them actually, some people actually don't even know that their hearts are dead. And when a little limb, a nail, you run to the emergency room. When the heart is the king, the question here, do we treat our hearts like you treat a king? No, we don't. We don't pay attention even to our hearts. What happened to it? A lot of people commit sins, although he heard many times that a stain is there, and the only way to remove that stain is to make tawbah, and he doesn't do it. He actually goes and follows it with another sin. I read this في تاريخ الرقة, Maymun ibn Muhran. And who is Maymun ibn Muhran, ya ikhwa? One of the scribes of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Umar ibn Aziz used him to write letters for him. And we know that Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was one of the special predecessors in this ummah. And subhanAllah, he even appointed him to discipline his children. You know, the people in the past, they would bring the ulama to discipline their children. I wanted to teach my children the manners, how to speak, how to talk. That's how they used to do it. So one day, he blinded, by the way, towards the end of his life. So he called upon his son, Ya Bunay, my son, احملني إلى الحسن البصري. Take me to الحسن البصري. فإني عالجت من قلبي غلظة. I feel my heart is hardened. So now he wanna go to who? Someone who can help him what? With his heart. That's the doctor of the hearts, basically. But not the medical hearts. Not the cardiologist. But we're talking about what? The spiritual heart. فَحَمَلَ He carried him actually. He was old man. And when we say about الحسن البصري يا إخوة, سبحان الله يعني قالوا أن كلامه يشبه كلام الأنبياء. The way that he articulates, he resembles the prophets. He's very eloquent and he on point. Eloquence of speech يعني. فَوَنْ هِي أَرْرَيْفْتْ فَقَالَ يَا بَا عَلِيِّ يعني he's calling him إِنِّي عَالَجْتُ مِنْ قَلْبِي غِلْضَةً فَاسْتَلِنْ لِي I have been feeling that my heart is hardened. Please help me soften it. How can I soften my heart? Ya ikhwa, he recited three verses only. From the chapter that we recited this morning called the Shu'ara in the second rak'ah, where there is a mention of a sound heart, that you're not going to be successful on the Day of Judgment unless you come with a sound heart. You know what these verses is? أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّا اتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ Three verses. Maymun said, that's it. He actually sat down. He couldn't take anymore. What these verses say? Imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to prolong your life and you're going to live as long as you want to live in this world and you will have whatever you want to have in this world. ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ What is going to happen at the end? Death. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ يعني, the hadith regarding the depths that يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ Imagine that. The most luxurious person, the person who experienced the most يعني, luxury in this world. يغمس غمسة واحدة في النار. He will be dipped one time in what? In hell. Then he will be pulled out. And the question, هل رأيت خيرا قط? Do you remember any good time at all? لا والله يا رب. And on the other hand, يؤتى بأبأس أهل الأرض من أهل الجنة. The one who experienced the most miserable lifestyle in this world, but he's a believer. يغمس غمسة واحدة في الجنة, one dip in Jannah, then he will be taken out. هل رأيت بؤسا قط? Do you still remember any misery that you had before? Forgotten, يا رب. Just one dip in Jannah. That's what Maymun ibn Mahran understood. That's what Maymun, that's why his heart what? ولذلك يا إخوة سبحان الله عمر بن عبد العزيز himself, they attribute that statement to him that any, if I forget about death one minute, my heart will die. And one of the things that can keep your heart ignited and alive that you remember that you're going to die. There is a day of judgment. There is Jannah. There is hell. That keeps you up. For the sake of time, how long do we still have, Sheikh Abdul Samad, Brother Abdul Samad? 10 minutes. So that's enough to give you the recipe now. Now I'm going to give you the prescription, huh? To go with a sound heart. But of course, هذا من كلام ابن القيم. He said, لا يسلم القلب. Your heart will never be sound unless you protect it from five and you fill it with five. The problem with the heart, by the way, if you don't fill it with the truth, it will be filled with what? Remember the garbage? If it's not filled with that pure water, clean water, it's going to be filled with what? And many people, by the way, I like this line that a man who is talking about his lover, you know, he loves his women, but what we call the lustful love, اللي هو العشق. You know what he said? عالجت هواها قبل أن أعرف الهوى فصادف قلبا خاليا فتمكن. Her love came to me while I'm having an empty heart. Is not filled with the truth, is not filled with the revelation, is not filled with the water. So the heart is empty. So her hawa what? Her lustful desire, her ishq, came into my heart and hold my heart. Now I have a hard time to get rid of it. You're getting that? So if you don't occupy your heart with the revelation, with the water, with the right thing, the heart must have some substance there. It's going to be corrupt substance. فابن القيم is saying that you have to make sure that you vacate the heart from five and you fill it with five. Number one, are you ready? I'm going to test you on those. شر توحيد يناقض الشرك. توحيد لا إله إلا الله, that you believe in لا إله إلا الله, which will dismiss, clean your heart from shirk. If you don't have توحيد, you're going to have what? That's what he's saying. If you don't have full tawheed in your heart, you're going to have shirk in it. Shirk, tawheed yunaqidu shirka. Tawheed, which will do what? Vacate, remove what? Shirk. Two, sunnah tunaqidu al-bid'ah. That you follow the way of Rasulullah, which will vacate what? Any innovation, religious innovations, heresy. Three, ذكر يناقض الغفلة. Remembrance, always of Allah, which will vacate what? The heart from what? Heedlessness. You wake up in the morning, الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعد ما أمتنا وإليه النشور. You enter the bathroom, what's it? اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. You come out, غفرانك. You change your clothes, الحمد لله الذي أكسانيه بغير حول ولا قوة. You get out of the house, بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. يجي لهم ذكار سبحان الذي يسي أن أكسن الحمد لله الذي عافنا. ذكر يناقض الوقت. ما هو if you don't engage in that you're gonna be what, start thinking about what, غفلة. You're gonna be you may go to the state of heedlessness. So how many are those? So what was the first? No, say it like Ibn al-Qayyim said it. Tawheed, which will what? Vacate shirk from the heart. Two? Bid'ah. Three? Tayyib. Four? Ta'ah. Four? Sincerity, which vacate the heart from what? Showing off and اللي هو الايه الرياء. يعني he used the word hawa, that you do things for the dunya, for other sincerity, which will vacate the heart from what? And the final one is ta'a tunaqid al-ma'siyah, obedience, which will vacate your heart from disobedience. Those are the five things that you must have in order to clear the heart from other five. This way you go on the day of judgment, insha'Allah, with a sound heart. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يسلم قلوبنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا قلبا سليما يا رب العالمين. يا رب اللهم ارزقنا قلبا سليما يا رب العالمين. اللهم سلم لنا قلوبنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم طهرها من الشرك بالتوحيد، وطهر قلوبنا من البدع باتباع سنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم، وطهر قلوبنا من الرياء ومن النفاق بالإخلاص يا رب العالمين والصدق، وطهر قلوبنا من المعاصي وأثرها على القلوب بطاعتك يا رب العالمين، وطهر قلوبنا من الغفلة بذكرك دائما يا رب العالمين. I rest my case. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا. Okay, if you have, do you want to do questions or? Yeah, I mean, if you have any questions, inshallah, we can answer those. Maybe the mashayikh can join me.
How can you define al-musallim that you mentioned? Illa man
atullah. How do you do what?
Define which part of
al-musallim. Al-qalb al-salim, alladhi salima min al-shirk. بالتوحيد. You can use the same من البدعة باتباع السنة. The sound heart is the heart that is protected from shirk by implementing توحيد. From بدعة by implementing the سنة. From heedlessness by constant remembrance of Allah. From showing off and hypocrisy by being sincere and truthful. And from sinning by engaging in the obedience of Allah. That's how a qalb salim is. Now. جزاكم الله خيرا. أحسن الله إليكم. السلام عليكم. Definitely. Done, right? Oh, more questions? Yeah, yeah.
So the question is regarding, you said there's a fitra, I mean, fitra and then this light, Quran, you know, and then the addiction others. So in that particular Can you explain here how fitra works here? Why the spirit was? Our belief is there's a good fitra is there. Only the need is the light to come and ignite it. So in this case, can you a little bit explain that one, please?
You see, there are, beside the parents, I think your point of contention here is the parents are good people. So they, obviously, they have protected the fitra of the child. But this is if you assume that the only influence on the fitra is only the parents, is the environment, and you have a shayateen. في حديث عياض بن حمار المجاشعي في صحيح الإمام مسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى says إني خلقت عبادي كلهم حنفاء. I created all my slaves حنفاء monotheists على التوحيد. ثم جاءتهم الشياطين فاجتالتهم. So you still have the devils, the insinuation of shaitan that has access to the fitra too. So it's not just the parents. Also, ghafla could lead to that. Also, following the, beside the parents. And where do we get this ghafla? There is a reference actually to this fitra in al-ayat, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ دُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. This is actually where they refer that this is the covenant of al-fitra that Allah made with all of us. Am I not your Lord? We said what? قَالُوا بَلَا شَهِدْنَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the three reasons that can take that fitra away. أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا الْغَفْلَةِ heedlessness. This is one. Two. أَوْ تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, that we followed our fathers. Right? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his absolute justice, he doesn't hold us accountable according to the fitra. He holds us accountable according to what? Receiving what? A messenger. That is why there is a mention of the man, Allah showing him the signs which should resurrect his fitra, which got corrupted because of the parents, because of the heedlessness, but yet he preferred what? وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. To answer your question in a nutshell, the parents are not the only influence.
I have a related question, the same.
Okay.
There's a famous, there's a hadith, please correct me if I'm wrong. I've heard Prophet
alayhi salatu wasalam.
Fitra cannot be changed. I mean, he said this, there's a hadith like that. He can leave that phase, but fitra can never be changed. So my question is, how fitra? I mean, if it is said it is all destined, if fitra is cannot be changed, so that then how parents can affect on the fitra or other environment as you mentioned? It's not the fitra or the satan.
Okay, you use two lines here. Yeah. You're equating the fitra with al qadr. Is that what you mean? So you're saying that my fitra, already Allah wrote that,
yeah,
it's going to be bad.
Exactly.
Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you know what Allah wrote regarding your fitra? You don't. Now, you have two ways to go. To protect, preserve that fitra, to enhance it with the revelation or to neglect it until it becomes corrupt? Which one should you take? Which one should you do? Okay, that's what you should do. So you can affect the fitrah there. You see, we don't know what Allah destined for our fitras. But Allah sent us a messenger teaching us through the revelation how to protect that fitrah, how to keep it sound. Yeah. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Brother, just a clarification, by the way. The hadith that you're referencing, I believe, does not mention fitrah, but taghayyir ma an khalqihi, on what he was created. And I believe, and I could be wrong, it's munqati'. There is a break between Zuhri and Abu Darda, just as a point, inshallah.
So the hadith is not authentic.
From what I remember, I could be wrong. But.